Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Carnival Secret Time on The Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Frank. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Not his real voice, not his real name, because it's the Dirty Little Secret. And we're going to get right into this because, honestly, I'm not 100% sure why this is such a big deal, but Katie assures me this is a big deal. So, Frank, tell everybody what your dirty little secret is.
I'm engaged right now. The dirty secret is the ring that I've given my fiance. It's the ring that I was going to give to my ex when I was going to propose to her. And she does not like my ex at all. She hates her.
First, let's talk about why does she hate your ex? Does she hate your ex because she meddles and she's caused drama and is somehow still a part of your relationship?
I cheated on her with my ex.
You did? How long ago was this?
It was at the beginning of the relationship. And we weren't in there deep yet, but still, it's still wrong to do.
And your fiance knows about this, right?
Yes, she does.
That's double bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So why did you even do this then?
The ring?
Yeah. Why? If you're just joining us, you know, this is Dirty Little Secret, and this is Frank. It's not his real name. His fiance is walking around with a ring on her finger that was purchased for his ex-girlfriend, whom he cheated on with at the beginning of his current relationship.
And again, you never gave this to the ex, right?
Right.
Okay, so it's not like you proposed with it and then she gave it back to you.
Right, right.
Okay, well, at least there's that.
Okay, so why did you do this anyway?
Well, I mean, it's a really nice ring. After I decided not to propose to her, I just didn't get around to returning it. And it just was this wonderful, beautiful ring. And then my fiance, when I was going to propose, I was like, hey, I got a ring. Here we go.
Okay. But it wasn't, but it wasn't purchased for your current fiance. It was purchased for another woman. That would be like if your fiance bought lingerie that she knew her ex would like, but never got around to wearing it, so she wore it for you.
It was expensive, it's beautiful, and I mean, why would I go buy a whole other ring? I mean, that's...
Now hold on. You know, it's funny, when that analogy that you just came up with the lingerie, it made me think about the ring also, and I was already like, I don't think this is that big of a deal. The lingerie thing really made me think it's not that big of a deal.
Why?
At the end of the day, she's with him.
I understand that, but it wasn't a gift for her.
If my girlfriend bought me lingerie, or if my girlfriend showed up wearing lingerie, if that lingerie was purchased for her ex, I wouldn't care.
Okay.
I'm in the moment. I don't care. That now it's mine.
Okay,
I just rebranded it.
This is something that she's supposed to wear for the rest of her life, and it was never even for her.
But, I mean, But now it is.
That doesn't matter.
It should.
Why?
Because he's not with that girl. He's with her.
But he didn't buy it for her. He never bought it for her. It was just convenient that he had a ring. He wasn't going to put in the time or effort to trade that ring or sell that ring and then use the money to get something specifically for her.
Well, if you trade something, you're going to lose money if you do it. If you sell something, you're going to lose money doing it. Okay, so would you rather have a... I'm definitely asking the wrong person for this. But I'll ask, because I know what your answer is going to be. But I'll ask this question to all female Wake Up Call listeners. Would you rather have a less impressive, less valuable
ring? Why does it have to be less?
Because he will lose money.
So what? So he can spend a little bit more money. Is she not worth it?
Okay, Frank, would you mind just spending more money on this ring?
I mean, I don't want to spend that kind of money.
He doesn't want to spend that kind of money.
What a lucky gal.
Well, text messages coming into 909-1065 are agreeing with Katie implicitly for the most part on this, Frank. So I can understand why you want to keep this a dirty little secret. What is your plan if she ever finds out?
She'll never find out. She'll never know.
Well, for your sake, I hope you're
so
right.
Too. I hope for her sake, too, because that would be crushing.
It's a dirty little secret on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.